Well, first of all, let me say there is a linkage between the 40 books or so that I have written to this point since 1970 when Dare to Discipline came out. And what I'm saying in this book, it's not all brand new concepts.
Sure.
Because if it's new, why didn't I say it 40 years ago? But everything I have written to this point, Meg, you will understand this, I have been pointing toward something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a subtle message that's implied in almost everything I've written.
Yes.
And this book is the capstone of that something, what I have been conveying and what I've been moving toward. And it has to do with winning your children to Christ.
Right.
If you look at most of my books, you'll find that the last chapter of nearly all of them talks about this, about how to do it and why we need to do it. But this book goes for the heart of it. What really matters? And I'm telling you, there is nothing else. I've lived long enough to know that if you don't get this job done with your children, if you don't introduce them to Christ, if they die in an unregenerate state, and ultimately it's their choice, but if you don't do what you can to bring them to that understanding, I hate to say this, it's almost shocking. It is shocking. You will never see them again. Because there is only one way to find eternal life.
Jesus Christ.
And that is Jesus Christ. And so this book conveys that message and talks a lot about my own heritage of how I came to this point and how we can pass it on to the next generation.